Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. On the program today, we have Assemblyman Pat Hickey, plus from the Las Vegas Sun, Kyle Rohrink, and Trey Abney. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada Legislature is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Retail Association of Nevada, and the Nevada State Medical Association.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. We're here with Assemblyman Pat Hickey. Pleasure to have you back on the program, as always.
Good morning, Sam.
So you were at the speech yesterday the governor gave, along with three former governors. Give us a sense of what it was like. Was it pageantry?
Yeah, but it also, it gave you a sense of history. I don't know how many times a governor has had to plant his flag in the middle of the legislative building and try to sell something as ambitious as Brian Sandoval did yesterday with his tax plan. And so it was a moment for history. History will tell how successful he'll be or will be in responding to him. But it was quite a moment, and it was special in some ways having the other governors there as well.
You know, it's interesting because normally you don't see that much of the governor in the building to begin with. On occasion, it's mainly his staff that will be working. So this was a really big deal for him to come in and pitch this.
Well, I think, honestly, he's the only one that has the popularity and the persuasive abilities to succeed in selling this. I think he was successful in convincing most people in Nevada and his state of the state that education is a priority that we can no longer ignore. Now, whether or not we can find the means and the ways to fund what he's calling for will be a real big challenge. And I think he has to take it on himself, and he knows that.
That was a very clever way of putting that, the ways and the means.
We have a lot of ways, sometimes not enough means.
All right, so you're in the caucus that's going to make all the difference, the Republican caucus. Can you count to 15 in opposition at this point in time?
That's not my job to do that
anymore,
counting.
Right.
And the other way of looking at it from the standpoint of the governor is can they find 11 along with 17 Democrats to cobble together a coalition to support some revenue plan, whether it be the governor's. Obviously, the governor would hope that it's his, and I think he made strides yesterday in convincing people it's a serious and a comprehensive plan, but we're going to have to see how it really shakes out.
All right, so you've seen the plan. You know, what do you think of it at this point in time? Do you think it's going to go through the way it is now, or do you think there's going to be lots of adjustments to it?
There probably will be some adjustments. It is simpler than one might think. I've looked at it as it relates to my business. I've also looked at my business how it would be affected if we were to double the MBT or do other things. One of the challenges is it's a new tax. And the question I had yesterday was, gee, if it is the great and simple and broad-based plan that we say it is, did you consider eliminating the MBT as well? Because for some businesses, now they're going to be saddled with having to pay two different taxes. And for large companies, that is possible with the kind of staff that they have. For smaller companies, it means more work and more complexity, quite naturally.
Okay, now you said it's a tax, but the governor says it's a fee. And that brings it into a whole different realm. So which is it?
It's semantics at that point. It's technically a fee, but it comes from your revenues. It comes from businesses. So I don't have a problem calling it a tax. I think the public doesn't mince the kind of words that we do in politics.
Okay, but now here's the difference. Do you need a two-thirds majority to pass a fee?
Oh, in the instance of this one, I'm sure that we do.
Okay, because you think it would probably end up at the Supreme Court otherwise?
I don't know that that's even been contemplated. I don't get the sense that it's being called a fee simply to avoid the requirement for the two-thirds majority in the legislature. I've never heard that.
All right, so opposition already. Retailers come out against it. It appears that the Las Vegas Chamber, which is very powerful, is going to come out against it because the other group that is pro-business down there has come out in favor of it, and there was a whole big blow up between those two organizations just in the last week. Truckers appear to be against this. This seems to be a giant fight that's coming here.
It's always going to be a fight for taxes. And I've said many times, it's supposed to be a heavy lift, and it certainly is with this one as well. In the end, I think people are going to have to look at it through the perspective, do we need, as the governor suggests, to invest more money through new revenues into the education system? If you come to that conclusion and your answer is yes, then you have to decide on some way. Now, again, as a small business representative, I'm looking for the way that's most fair, that's most broad-based, and makes the most sense. So I'm open to other ideas. The Assembly Caucus, and I think the taxation chairman, Derek Armstrong, is going to put forth some alternative ideas. The governor invited us to do so. But in the end, we're going to have to look seriously at what Governor Sandoval has proposed.
And isn't the bottom line that it's very difficult for anybody to go against what the governor has proposed, that most governors get most of what they want?
Well, the governor is a powerful position, and in Brian Sandoval, we have, as I said, an extremely popular and persuasive individual. Having said that, he has taken the position that if you come up with something that gets the job done, I'm willing to sign that as well. So I don't think he's tying his wagon totally to this. But it's something they've given a lot of thought and a lot of planning to, and so we're going to have to dissect it pretty seriously before we can find an alternative.
I got the sense from talking with Marilyn Kirkpatrick that this has been something that's been in the works for about 18 months now. And there might have been a different plan coming forward if it weren't for the change in, you know, both the Assembly and the Senate in terms of Republicans being in the power now.
Well, I'm not really aware of that, to be honest with you, Sam. I wasn't part of discussions when I was in leadership about any sort of new tax. But regardless, it's there now. We have a session that, in a sense, realistically began yesterday with the governor presenting his proposal.
All right, let's take a break. More with Pat Hickey when we come back.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers from Carson City, continuing our conversation with Assemblyman Pat Hickey. Campus carry, that's a big deal. Your thoughts on that, where you sit?
Well, you know, I was an original sponsor of that in 2011. Amanda Collins, the rape victim at UNR, is not only a constituent, she's a neighbor, and her family are friends. So I'm very sympathetic to a person like her. And since I was an original sponsor, I'm going to vote for that bill. I'm going to keep consistent, and I'm going to keep my promise to her and her family. I think it's interesting that the university has, in certain instances, allowed for campus carry with appropriate individuals. It's going to have a steeper hill to climb in the Senate, I suspect. I do think it will pass in the Assembly, given the numbers of Republicans that there are. Some of the other elements of the bill, I predict, may not survive the state Senate. And I would like to see that there is some process whereby the university can review who those permits are given to. So we'll see how it goes.
What do you think about the idea of a campus carry for sporting events?
On the surface, that sounds a little iffy. But I mean, are you talking about on campus?
Yeah, I guess it's been one of the issues raised.
Yeah, one of the issues raised. Well, you know, I mean, there's people that could bring guns who are not permitted to do so to sporting events and get drunk and outrageous and those sort of things happen. Although I've not heard of instances of sporting events where some accident has happened. If obviously someone has an intent to create mayhem, they can do it with or without permits.
Okay, let's talk about funding for higher education, because we've heard so much about K through 12. Do you think that higher education is going to get a larger chunk than was put in the governor's budget?
Well, I am concerned about some of the areas that didn't get funded to the degree they had hoped for. And I understand the governor putting more of an emphasis on K-12. That's really where the delivery system and outcomes begins. But especially some bridge funding for the community colleges at Great Basin and here in Carson City for Western Nevada are very important to me personally. Because
and they got really hit hard.
They have. And, you know, there's just unintended consequences of the new formula, which is a good formula. But I think we have to take the responsible step of helping them make that transition. And after all, the community colleges are the engines for a lot of the workforce development for Tesla and Switch and all these other companies that we're attracting to the north. So that's very important. DRI, I think, could use a little more help as well. And then, of course, there's the deal of the medical school down south, which everybody agrees is important. They want to get money sooner than the governor had proposed. It's a big ask.
You put in $9 million there.
Yeah, well, they want to accelerate the process to move it more quickly, understandably. So I don't know if there's going to be enough money found to do that. It's certainly a great project. I have no problem with it.
You know, I get the sense that we don't have so much of a north-south split at this point in time as we do as an understanding from the north that 70% of the population lives in the south and the money needs to be passed out in a fair manner.
Well,
Is that your read of it?
You know, it is. I mean, we're state lawmakers, after all, or we're supposed to be. And I think most of us try to take a holistic approach towards those things. Obviously, a second medical school would be great for Nevada and important to our citizens, so I have no problem with that.
Now, what time have you been getting up to write your newsletter?
I get up every morning at 3 to write the darn thing.
Okay, so give people the URLs if they want to join. It's a great read. I get it every day.
It's called Soup to Nuts, and I just decided to do a daily blog. So it's at pathickeypolitics.com, and I do something daily, some better, some worse.
Always a good read, my friend. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, sir.
And come back soon. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada Legislature is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Retail Association of Nevada, and the Nevada State Medical Association.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
This Wednesday, this Thursday, for a limited time.
Financing rates are going down.
Way down. All the way down to zero at Moore, and that's big news.
Because 0% means you can finance any bedroom, dining room, or living room.
And pay 0% APR financing until January of 2020.
Again, that's January 2020.
With 0% financing, just make equal monthly payments until January 2020.
Yes, Moore Furniture for Less has it down.
0% financing, and you don't want to miss it.
At Dollar Loan Center, we know that money doesn't grow on trees, and we don't need a kangaroo or a scientist to tell you how great we are. We have trained loan specialists that do that for us. Give us a call today and see how much you can save with us because we charge less than everyone else. We guarantee it. For more information about our signature loans or auto title loans, visit us online at don'tbebroke.com. Dollar Loan Center. Lending simplified.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Trey Abney is here. Director of Government Relations for the Chamber, and Kyle Rohrink, who is political reporter for the Las Vegas Sun. So, Kyle, describe for us, you heard what Assemblyman Hickey said, but give us your thoughts on the spectacle you saw yesterday.
Well, you know, it was a spectacle, but it was Governor Sandoval really solidifying what he said in the State of the State speech, and he came out swinging heavy with those former governors backing him. And, you know, let's be clear, that was a bipartisan panel, too. And you had governors who were really, when they were in office, were, you know, a wide range on the spectrum, but they were all coalescing around one message. And, you know, that to me really seals, you know, the popularity that Sandoval had going into the election, and then the question about that popularity coming out of it in regards to this tax debate. Now, I think yesterday really just cemented where he is right now in the eyes of the majority of Nevadans.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I got a couple of emails late last night saying the one governor that wasn't there that they would like to hear from was Jim Gibbons.
You know, that is an excellent point. I don't, you know, I can't elaborate on why Jim Gibbons wasn't there. There's probably other people in the building next door who could.
Yeah, I don't know about him being there as much as what he would have said.
Yeah, I'm guessing he wouldn't have been on the same
I don't think so, Trey.
No, it was definitely a show for the ages. I'll tell you, a lot of times in that building, people talk a lot about what we need to pay for and we need to do this and that and the other, but they never offer a solution or a way to do it. The governor did do that. You're going to have a problem. That bill is not going to get through the way it's authored today. You know, if Michelle Fiore had voted on the bond rollover bill that went through for schools a couple weeks ago, that would have been 15 no votes against that bond rollover, and that wasn't even a tax increase, no matter what NPRI says. So you have an uphill battle on the assembly side of that building to get that specific text through. I think they will be able to come up with a plan. You even had yesterday assembly Republicans saying, yeah, I think you know, we're going to come up with a plan that meets the governor's numbers as well, which means a tax increase. So when you have assembly Republicans saying that, it looks like you're going to have something. It's not going to be what was presented yesterday.
You know, and what's interesting is that, you know, you represent the Northern Nevada Chamber,
yeah.
and you have a situation where you have a complete mix of opinions throughout your group.
I know. I want you to feel sorry for me here. I'm trying to. No, you did not see me at the table yesterday, but that's absolutely right. A lot of those industries that came up in support yesterday are members of the chamber, both North and South. A lot of the industries that you saw come up in opposition are members of the chamber. The 30 different NAICS codes, the 30 different industry codes you find in that bill, the chamber has members in all 30 of those categories. It makes it very difficult. You know, the Vegas Chamber went up, Las Vegas Chamber went up neutral yesterday, and so we're still trying to figure out. We're going to look at whatever alternative plans are out there, too, and start comparing those. We are getting a presentation from the governor's folks next week, my board of directors is, so we are taking this seriously. It's just we've got folks all over the map right now. I'm definitely envious of my single industry colleagues in that building.
Well, Kyle, it's interesting. I mean, the chamber may have taken a neutral position, but in a way they really haven't, because the two main groups in Las Vegas are at odds over this whole thing, with the Alliance coming out and saying they're in favor of it, and the chamber taking a neutral position. It seems like they're both at odds.
You know, I can't speak for either of them, but I can speak for what I saw yesterday, which was more than 8 hours of special interest coming up and testifying. And of that more than 8 hours, if you take away, you know, the hour or so for Sandoval and the other governors, and then Jeremy Aguero going through the real mechanics of the bill, I mean, the majority of that was supporters of the legislation. And maybe that hearing could have been designed that way, but you have gaming coming out, you know, so strong for that, saying, hey, we're going to pay the majority of this, and we're here, and we're supporting it. You know, I think that speaks a lot to where the business community is right now throughout the state.
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, this is really becoming the repeat that we've talked about of 2003. I mean, gaming was pushing hard to get that gross receipts tax right then that Governor Gwynne wanted.
And you had 15 Assembly Republicans. I wouldn't hear them, but you had 15 Assembly Republicans say no. And I think if I've read my history right, finally after the first or second special session, John Marble switched, and that's where the MBT, the Modified Business Tax, was born. It was from that session. So, and now we're trying to figure out how to change that. So,
tort reform is coming up, and this is going to be an interesting battle here. And with the Republican majorities in both houses, where do you think this is heading?
Yeah, you know, it's something that I've written about, and I don't think it's looking good for the Justice Association.
Super Friends that represent the
trial lawyers. There's just a number of bills out there, you know, more than 15, and mm-hmm. Roberson has his name on at least 8 of them. So you have, you know, arguably the most powerful person in that building pushing through a lot of legislation that is going to give heartburn to trial lawyers. So it'll be fun to watch, but I don't think they're going to come out on top.
There's a lot of pent-up demand on that issue, and you're going to say these are much less controversial than the taxes and other things we've been talking about. Senator Roberson's been wanting to do this for a long time. Nevada's been at the top of judicial hellhole and other lists of that are problematic for lawsuits for businesses, and so this is going to get done, and we support it.
Final thing here, a little amusing note here after this long day yesterday. Tick Sagerblum's bill that would allow sick pets to use medical marijuana.
You know, how does a dog roll a joint?
Oh, that's the question.
That's really the main question.
I know a closing line when I hear one. We'll be right back.
The University of Nevada School of Medicine has been making Nevada healthier for more than 45 years. Our groundbreaking research is making an impact locally, nationally, and worldwide. And we're making a difference with doctors providing medical care near you. As Nevada's statewide public medical school, we offer an educational value amongst the highest in the country. We are partnering with leading Nevada hospitals and healthcare institutions to combine teaching and learning with outstanding clinical care. Join us in improving Nevada's health. And yours.
It's like AT&T knew what we wanted.
Just the other day, we were saying we wanted a TV experience that fit into our life.
And our budget.
And then we see this U-verse TV deal.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Plus, get a total home DVR included for life.
Great deal, huh? And get this, I've always wanted to put a TV in here, but there's no TV outlet. Now we can. By adding the wireless receiver from AT&T, we can move the TV where we want.
And with the Total Home DVR, we can record 4 shows at once and play them back in any room. We never miss a show now.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Don't wait. Call one of our experts to switch today.
This AT&T deal was made for us.
Look, they even knew I wanted to record this show.
That was me, hon.
That was her.
Welcome to our sales event.
Thanks, Jen.
You're the best, Jen.
Oh!
Nice.
0% APR financing on select models.
And Tom, you're welcome.
And that's my typical day.
You're up.
You wanna?
Nope.
And right now, you can lease a 2015 4Runner for $319 per month with Toyota Care, our no-cost service plan for 2 years or 25,000 miles.
This is out of this world.
You bet your asteroid.
Toyota, let's go places.
As always, you can catch up to the latest happenings on Nevada Newsmakers by going to our website at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show for free from iTunes. We'll see you next week from Carson City. Thanks for watching and listening.